Hey man, this is Dalvin. If you're not listening to Not That Serious Podcast on iTunes or SoundCloud, you're really bugging.
Dom checking in for another episode of Not That Serious, the podcast. If you haven't checked it out, I really don't know what you're doing with your life.
Ayo, it's Mina. Check out Not That Serious Podcast with my boy LZ and Big Mike, the realest motherfucking podcast ever. Okay.
Yo, it's your boy Shake, and I'm fucking with the Not That Serious Podcast where niggas wear silk daddies even if they got bald heads.
So this shit with, are we not allowed to be in the house anymore? We can be out the house now?
We can be out the house now. Huh? Technically.
Huh.
Governor's orders.
Gatherings can happen now.
But it's still like under a certain amount of people.
Yeah, outdoors like 100 and then inside is 50.
And y'all don't think nothing's fishy about that at all?
No. We already know why they're doing this.
Yeah. How about you speaking to your microphone, Corey?
I know we're recording. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. The reason why the executive order was signed today was because they're trying to kill the protest.
Yeah. Right.
Because they know that people are, they have nothing better to do.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to, people have nothing better to do because they're not at work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Things are closed.
And basically they're looking at this, they're like, if y'all niggas is comfortable enough to go to a protest, you're comfortable enough to go to work.
Literally.
And that's what they're looking at. That's how they're going to look at this, it's way bigger than that because we're talking about people's lives. Yeah. But that's how they're going to take it.
Don't you see how crazy and how far, like, the system is willing to go mm-hmm. to, like, maintain order?
Yep.
To, like, maintain the status quo.
Well, yep. All these riots and looting, this happened because they refused to charge those officers.
Yep.
100%. But that was a concession they didn't want to do. Like, I obviously didn't want to charge the police because that's not their history of what they do.
Especially there.
Yeah, if they were arrested, like, the next day, this would be completely different right now.
Right.
This would be completely different.
And this is the longest people have been, like, even, granted, it's been, what I want to say 2 weeks?
It's been, like, 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Mm-hmm. People were, like, actually, this happened, what's today's
date? I want to say maybe 2.5, 3.
Yeah, March 9th. This happened on, like, March, like, 26th or something like that.
Because this funeral's June going on 9th, right now.
No, I'm sorry. May 26th, I think it would have happened. Around then.
Uh-huh.
Today's June 9th.
So we're going on about what?
Two weeks.
People usually do like a few days and it's a wrap. Like people.
Now, because everything
it's
moves
going,
fast.
It's getting so much support because all 50 states, you got Australia, London, all the world.
France,
all that type of shit.
It's all Germany.
Germany.
Tokyo.
Mm-hmm. All that shit. You know what I mean? And it's getting steam and the spotlight is on America and it's deficiencies.
Mm-hmm.
You know how Trump is. You know,
he's literally adding fuel to the fire every day.
Bruised ego. He's going to add fuel to the fire. So I'm pretty sure he's doing everything in his power to be like, yo, open the shit back up. I don't care if they're in danger.
Mm-hmm.
Open the shit back up so we can get back to normal.
He threatened to not give
the fucking back in line.
Well, he threatened to not bail out states if they go against him. So.
Mm-hmm. And also, he's going to do this. He's also going to do this so he can blame spike numbers on protesting rather than us not being closed long enough.
Yeah, because today, Texas came out and said that they had a spike.
Mm-hmm. They're going to blame it on protesting. They're going to blame it on protesting.
Not the fact that
how about y'all blame it on police brutality?
Or not even the fact that Texas is specifically. Texas has been open.
Yep.
For like 3 weeks.
They're going to blame it on police.
What you going to blame? Yeah.
I'm sorry. They're going to blame it on the protest.
But, you know, fuck that.
Another scapegoat.
You know, this is all distractions.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is a distraction to divert us from the truth. What the real issue of the matter is police brutality. These motherfuckers out here getting paid and to kill cops. And when they get caught, mm-hmm. they still get paid on sick leave or whatever the fuck they get. Mm-hmm. And if they do get fired, they just get fired and leave it at that. And honestly, I didn't know this. Do you know these niggas? When you get fired from a police department, there's nothing stopping you from getting a job at another police department.
No, because one of the dude that kills him, he had 9 convictions.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, you can just go somewhere else.
If I'm a cop in Burlington Township, I kill a nigga, I can go down the street
to Willingboro
and be like, yo, can I get a job? Yeah, some shit got crazy in Townsville.
That's an old trick that they do. Yeah, it's an old trick that they do. Like, what they'll do is, oh, yeah, we fired them, did that, but they just went to the next city, next town over.
Yeah, it's a fraternity. They literally operate that way.
Like, it's sick.
But they operate, the way they operate is, like, the way they operate is the way a fraternity should.
Like rapey frats.
You should be looking out for your people. Yeah, they operate like rapey frats. But when they're doing shit,
very quiet when shit goes wrong.
Yeah, when you're killing people, or when you're doing all this other wild shit, it shouldn't operate that way. Like, people have to be held accountable. And that's all there is to it. So yeah. I respect that regard when they ride and literally die for, you know, one another. That's how it should be. That's what they signed up for.
Yeah,
but not when like they're
costing
doing
people's lives.
Yeah, when you're costing people's lives. All right,
if you want to cover up for your man's, he stole a little drug money. I really don't give a shit.
Yeah, like,
but
all right,
if you killing black people in the street,
or yeah, if you're smiling, sexually assaulting people,
you're sexually assaulting
get
people.
Get him out of here.
You're taking advantage of the people that you are paid
to protect,
sworn to protect.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, fuck that. Okay, no,
that's different. Like if your man stole a pair of Jordans, all right, whatever.
Yeah, okay, great.
But no, niggas out here collecting bodies.
He stole a baggie from the weed spot. Y'all read it. Great.
He's just killing
people. Let him smoke up, officer Dingus.
They're excusing deaths.
Man, I don't fucks with that. I was saying, like they're going through so much, they don't even care about our safety. Just so they can maintain orders. Like, yo, we know Corona is still a thing.
Yep.
But I'm going to open this shit up and y'all can wild out and we'll figure it out from there. Like, these niggas are winging it. And, like, it's so obvious that they're winging it.
They have no leadership right now.
Yeah. If I'm a governor, right? Why am I listening to this? I know he'll say you can't bail you out, right? But, like, you're about to be out of here and, like, 5 months.
We didn't think that he was going to win in the first place, so let's not jump
in. No, he's out of here.
Who, Trump?
No, yeah, he's done out here.
You think so? I think he fucked up.
He fucked up too bad. No.
Like, this is
out of here.
Where? All of this, like, the whole COVID thing? Bro, he said COVID was fake.
He doubled down on that.
He said that. He said, this is not real.
I just don't know.
And then all of a sudden, niggas started dropping like flies.
And then people are not as empowered, I don't think, as they were. People were empowered to go out, like, his demographic of, like, you know, poor white people, middle-class white people who are racist and whatever. They were more empowered to go out and vote because they just got over the hype. Oh, my God, we had to deal with a black man for 8 years. We need some fresh breath of fresh air. We'll take anybody, please. And then he came in on his fucking white chariot horse. I'll save you, white people. But then they realized, my life really hasn't changed for the better.
And why would it?
They're used to him. So, and honestly, it's nobody black is running.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably going to affect a lot. That's going to demotivate a lot of people to go out and vote. I think a lot of people came out because they were tired of the black man.
Yeah, no, that's literally what happened.
I think
they
were
got
also,
tired of a nigga being in office.
Yeah, and they were tired of him getting credit for the things that he was getting credit for.
Yeah, and I'm tired of Trump getting credit for the economy's up. So what, nigga?
You see what he tweeted earlier? He was like crime
is designed
is down.
To go up and down and down and up. That's what it does.
This nigga said he was gloating about crime being down, like within the past few months. Nigga, we've been on quarantine.
How do you take
credit for that? Like, he's really stupid.
That's like taking credit, yo. The sunshine has been up. Nigga, it's summertime.
He's like, yeah,
it's warm outside.
The sun has shined.
The greatest weather system in the world. Summertime, dick face.
He's a fucking idiot. He's a fucking moron.
He's so stupid. And I think, honestly, we're not realizing how stupid this motherfucker is. As far as, like, not knowing what his job... He's smart in that he knows how to work people. But, like, in knowing his job, he doesn't know shit.
No.
What did you see that makes you say that?
What did I see that make
you
say that?
I feel like you saw something. You're like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot. They asked him... That whole shit with the Bible verse...
Yeah, but that's normal him, though.
Yeah. But
like, that's the president.
Nah. It was something I saw.
And he didn't even know how to get out of it.
Oh, what did they...
I'm sorry. It was
what
something.
What do you do if you're like his PR? Like, what are you?
And you're just so watching.
You put that on your resume.
Actually, hold on, hold on. Watching. Hold on, hold on. I'm gonna pause this real quick because I can find the thing. Give me. We're gonna pause real quick.
Army says, "Suck my dick."
Yo, all right. Hold on. Okay. All right. So, guys, I found it. All right. This nigga Trump said that he was talking about wind energy and about how he knows wind energy better than anybody. And he says our economy is ran by wind energy. Just listen to this quote by this dumb idiot.
We'll have an economy based on wind. I never understood wind. You know, I know windmills very much. I've studied it better than anybody. I know it's very expensive. They're made in China.
Wrong.
Mostly. Very few made here, almost none.
A lot of them are.
But they're manufactured. Tremendous, if you're into this, tremendous fumes.
It's clean energy.
Are spewing into the atmosphere. You know, no. We have a world, right? So the world is tiny compared to the universe.
What?
So tremendous amount of fumes and everything.
Fumes don't go out into space, you idiot. Ignorant fuck.
Fumes are spewing into the air, right? It's spewing.
The fumes don't come from clean energy like wind energy. See, this is an example of who we're dealing with him. He also said wind energy doesn't work because the wind only blows sometimes, and because he thinks that only time you can use wind energy is when the wind is blowing. Like, the energy can't be stored. He is an idiot. And he's out of here.
There's no words.
Idiots will vote for an idiot, as they have before.
I know, but...
And idiots will also make an excuse for it.
You know who he's going to lose people to? People that was like the middle road people that just realized how dumb this nigga is.
Mm-hmm. Who could have been swayed to the vote.
Yeah, and they just did it because it'd be comfortable. A lot of them are like, nah, I can't fuck with this nigga no more because he's a fucking moron.
I've seen people under the shit he said today about the 75-year-old man. Did you see that shit?
No, he wasn't pushed that hard. He was acting.
He said he watched the video and he fell harder than what he was pushed. And that he feels like he could have been an actor and that it was all a setup. Nigga was 75. He was bleeding
who?
From his ears.
Like, who would do...
He was bleeding from his ears, Mike.
No, Trump thing.
The nigga was in the hospital in critical condition.
Ketchup packet.
It's a ketchup packet. Clearly.
Oh, that's ketchup.
Yeah, it's ketchup.
Oh, that's ketchup.
Probably sriracha.
He brought sriracha to the protest. The 75-year-old white man.
So he could spread it out his ears.
The 75-year-old white man brought ketchup to the protest and volunteered to get knocked the fuck down.
This
is the president, bro.
What a moron.
Every time he says something, it just clicks. Like, I feel like as a black person, it clicks to you. Like, if Obama said this, they would have killed him by now.
No, assassinated.
He would just wake up dead.
Obama?
The whole family, they would be like, oh, wow. Tragically, the Obama family was found dead in the White House. Nobody knows what happened.
If Obama was going to declare martial law, do you understand what these...
Yeah, I don't think people understand. Like,
these cousin fucking weirdos... would do.
This motherfucker's declaring war on our country.
You know,
he's gonna take our guns away. He's trying to take our guns.
Are you kidding me? If black ass
it'd be
Barack
bad.
Hussein Obama said, nah, we're doing martial law.
I knew he was an idiot when he accused Obama of being Kenyan or some shit like that.
Well, no, he is Kenyan.
The Bertha Act? Nah,
yeah.
he accused him of not being a citizen.
Huh?
The nigga was born in America.
So the nigga made it all the way through Senate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He made it all the way there,
and you just be like,
these niggas was following him.
Yeah,
they were like, his middle name's Hussein. He can't be American.
So what? Fuckface.
He's a Muslim.
And even if he was, so
he's still the president.
But
obviously,
this is
he's
the
patriotic.
Same country that gave JF Kennedy shit because he was Catholic. When he was elected back in the city, like they were really afraid because he was Catholic. They were like, oh, is he gonna take like cues from the Vatican, and like if the Pope says something, is he just gonna listen to him and blindly follow the Pope because he's Catholic? What are we doing? Okay, hold on. Oh boy. Yeah, that's nope. I'm not about to do that.
Just keep going, Mike.
They had to distract.
We're sorry, everyone.
This is tech. This is
I'm not. I wish I could put this out there, but I'm not.
You know what we didn't even do yet?
No,
we didn't introduce ourselves.
What's going on, everybody?
Yo, what's up?
By the way, what's going on, yo? Actually, Mike, you can do this.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yo. What's going on, everybody? It's not that serious, the podcast. We are back. Yeah, we got sidetracked. I'm sorry. We're here. Another day. You know what it is. That gives you that content that you need and love.
Mm-hmm.
Starting off by saying hope everyone is well, blessed, healthy, staying safe out there in the midst of, you know, what we're going through, turbulent times. Of white supremacy, which could turn into black supremacy, according to Terry Crews, because that exists.
Oh, and we didn't forget, you white women got on Twitter and defended him.
Terry Crews?
Yes.
Yeah. Black supremacy?
Before that, remember the first stunt with the nigga touching his balls and shit? Because this ain't the first time we've talked about Terry Crews, unfortunately.
No, he didn't stand up for Gabrielle Union.
Terry Crews is a white woman.
Terry Crews is a white bitch.
Why does he... Why does he feel like his job is to make
people... His job... Yeah, he feels like his job is to make white people feel comfortable in uncomfortable situations. Like. It is not anybody's job as a black person to make white people feel comfortable when they offend black people. Terry Crews.
Not offend. Murder.
Murder.
Murder black people.
Criticize.
I just wonder why he didn't have that energy when the white dude had
his... How many times I got to say the same thing? He's a coon.
They said Terry Crews wasn't playing a character in White Chicks. He was playing himself.
Yeah, he finally got to...
He said, somebody get this jigaboo like away from me.
Played Cleo. She finally got to be herself. Yo, he's a coon. Like, sometimes... There's some people you... I've noticed on our journey as a black man, there's some niggas that they're just far gone and you can't save them. And some niggas just need to be left behind, bro. And Terry Crews is one of them.
Yeah.
Like, you can't... A lot of niggas are too far... Some niggas that are too far gone.
Like Candace.
Candace Owens is one of them.
She's done.
Terry Crews, Stacey Dash.
If you can watch a video of a black person getting murdered and you talk about all the things that
you're talking about, everything else.
That nigga, she was cooning hard.
Like, I don't understand.
The other little cool nigga was CJ Pearson.
Yeah.
He was like, "What are you talking about?"
Like, she goes out of her way to bash black people.
Did you see that video where she's talking about, yeah, you know, it's wrong what happened to him, but I don't like how we're...
Making him out to be a hero.
Yeah. Nobody did that.
They tried to say he had fentanyl, he was a dope... Nigga, what?
What?
What the fuck? He was in a porno.
So what? Somebody out there has Candace Owens news. And I really wish they would leak that shit.
It don't matter. You stupid hoe.
Yeah.
Like, are you kidding me?
She's a coon.
Again, those people's like, yo, sometimes you gotta leave. Like, all the niggas that was in that picture of Donald Trump where they had their hands on him praying for him.
Yeah.
All them, yo, leave them behind.
Yeah, we're all, yeah. I'm sure you can be left behind.
Uh-huh. You, just like in Django, when he took over the house. And they told, you know, all you black folks, get away from you white folks. He's like, no, not you, Steven. You stay. I tell him, just like that, you nigga, you stay.
You know here. He fired the two women he had worked for him, right? Peaches and whatever the fuck?
Yeah.
The two coons, they got fired.
Yeah.
And they never got any money, they said.
I don't know what they expected. This is why being a coon don't work.
It don't work.
Because.
Shout out to Jason Whitlock.
Shout out Jason Whitlock. You piece of shit.
Cooney is cool.
Shout out to, like, Coon. Like, the only coon, you only serve to lose. Because all that, like, quote unquote success or quote unquote notoriety you get is totally dependent on how hard you coon and how hard, and really just how much your white paymasters want you to be around.
That's it.
And as soon as they get tired of you, you're out of here.
Yep.
And they said they didn't get no money.
Yeah, the two coons, no.
Excellent.
As they didn't deserve any money.
Excellent. I applaud that. Good job, Donald. Don't pay them. Use them.
Yeah.
As they are meant to be used. But yeah, man, it's just, yeah, some team, like, you gotta leave them behind. Virgil.
How do you feel about the situation down in New Orleans with Drew Brees talking about the
Fuck Drew Brees and that half-ass apology. I accept the apology.
Fuck Drew Brees. Fuck his forehead.
Yep.
And all his 7-9 seasons that we like that we don't like to talk about. Or is it 9-7? But he's supposed to be one of the best quarterbacks gone. Fucking loser.
Yeah. Nah. I mean, if you can, after everything that's happened, after everything that's already been going on, after Colin Kaepernick already protested silently and gave his piece, you're in the league. So I know you know what happened with that. If you can go through all of that and then what happens currently, and the first thing you speak out against is people disrespecting the flag.
He says that as
flag?
Concurrently the NFL apologizes to Kaepernick.
Yeah.
Fuck.
No. The NFL didn't apologize to Kaepernick. They apologized to the players who protested.
Yeah.
They didn't apologize to Colin Kaepernick.
But that's what I meant. Like, they apologized.
And that was part of my issue with that whole thing, too, because you need to apologize to the nigga you blackballed. And they won't even say his name.
They won't even say his name.
And the only reason they apologized in the first place is because fucking Pat Mahomes came out and said something.
Yeah.
He's the face.
Yeah.
And he's the golden boy.
Apparently, what they did, they had to force him in the video. Not force him like he didn't want to, but like they had to force that footage into the video.
Yeah.
So.
Nah, get him out.
Get him out.
He needs to retire.
No, he's out of here.
No, he should retire.
He wasn't about to win anyway.
He should retire, because if he comes back in the league, when he comes back,
they on his ass.
Whatever happens to him happens. If he gets Joe Theismann on both legs, I don't care.
Sorry.
That's how. Yeah, charge to the game.
Charge to the game.
Yeah.
Bro, you gonna say that? You've been playing with black. You've been around black people your entire black ass life. Yeah. I mean, white ass life. You know what I mean? And if you don't understand, if you haven't had a dialogue with people during those times, you shouldn't even be a leader.
No.
Because
and most of the time when you're in the NFL, 75% of your teammates are black.
It's a black
sport.
You know the people that's like, you know the people that catch your little stat pad balls that you throw out in your 7-9 and 7 seasons. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Marcus Colson, those guys, Michael Thomas, Alvin Kamara. You know all those guys, Jimmy Deuce Graham, McAllister. Even half of Jimmy Graham, black.
As hell,
black. You know the guys that's protecting you on the offensive line through like 3 or 4 of them niggas out of the 5. Black.
Very black. Jared Cook.
What?
Jared Cook.
The list goes on.
Black people.
The list really
making
goes on.
You who you are.
Michael Thomas.
What?
All his receivers were black.
All of them niggas.
I don't think he's ever had a white receiver. Was Jeremy Shockey there? The only white receiver
probably Taysom Hill. I want a gadget play.
Yeah. To take your ass out of the game.
And if you in all that time have not had the compassion or even want to start a dialogue, and you don't understand, and people like to say that, he doesn't know. He grew up like all he sees is his family serving in the military. Well, guess what, fuckface? Black people serve in the military too. Your grandfather that was in World War II.
Your grandfather wasn't the only one who served.
And guess what? The one you're so proud of him serving, you know who he served next to? Black people that couldn't vote once they came back home.
Facts. Speak on that, Mike.
You understand that?
Preacher.
Like, he was fighting next to black people that sacrificed just as much, if not more, because the military definitely had a disregard for black lives in the military because they sent them in the shit all the time. They still have a
disregard for white lives.
Look up the Tuskegee Airmen shit and the experiments
on black people.
So... that's another thing. You can research that on your own.
Yeah, look that up.
Okay.
Look up the Tuskegee experiment. If you never heard of it.
Did that, and then guess what they got to do when they get home? Oh, they get to sit in the back of the bus, or they get to get lynched. Okay?
They weren't even. It was reports that once they got home from the war and they had on their uniform, they'd be walking out, they would get shit thrown at them, beat on.
They couldn't even wear their uniforms.
Yeah, so it's like,
So if you tell me to know all that, knowing that history, and you expect me to give 2 motherfuck shits about the flag? I got an uncle that was in the military.
And we all do.
We all got family.
We all have family in the military.
My grandfather was in the military. I don't give a fuck.
You know, you know.
I don't give a fuck, 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 fuck. Okay? And if you come to me talking about that, I'll blast you in your fucking face.
Let you know some facts.
And then I'll educate you after that. Because that's another thing I'm tired of doing, is educating people.
That's one thing I'm done.
Educate people. I'm not educating
people. They don't want to understand.
You can't, you know what it is, bro? You can't educate people who don't have empathy.
That's exactly what it is.
I'm not educating, it's impossible. Educating people who don't want to learn.
It's impossible.
I'm not doing that. I shouldn't have to force feed you compassion.
Nope.
Basic human shit. Fuck that. No, I'm not doing it no more. I'm done. Sympathizing with white people, educating white people, and then when people get called out as racist, they will get, you know, as they should, to get losing each other.
You get what you deserve. Stink.
No. No.
That's
no.
it. I don't care anymore.
You know what? They're not dead.
Nope. Exactly. You're not dead. You brought this upon yourself, and you're going to have to deal with it.
I'm all for little teenagers that want to get that want to be racist having their lives ruined for the rest of their life. I love it. Every time I see a little 16-year-old white fuck on TikTok or Twitter or Facebook, WhatsApp, whatever they have, saying nigger, and then they get doxxed. You find out what school you go to, what school you were applying to, and they reject your
ass. Turn that up.
I eat that shit up.
Turn it
like
up.
Shrimp and grits.
Turn it up.
I love it.
Because you don't deserve it.
I love it. Every time. And then, what even gets me off better is when they come back crying about how their life is
y'all are ruined me, my life is ruined.
Fuck you.
Delicious,
bro.
I can't wait till you're back stacking boxes somewhere.
Nope.
Because you UPS ruined your life that you could have been an engineer because you want to be a racist fuck.
Yep. No, I have no sympathy for you. None. Especially in this climate.
None. Don't care.
None.
Don't care.
How do
don't
you feel
care.
About
if Carson Wentz, who grew up in fucking Nebraska,
North Dakota.
That might be can worse. Have
some, it is worse.
Can sympathy?
They have reservations there.
Yeah.
From some sympathy for and understand and know that he doesn't know, but knows that this is wrong about the plight.
That's
of
literally all it is, bro. It's right and wrong. We're not.
You don't
asking
need to know
people.
The intricacies.
No,
you just need to know and acknowledge that this shit isn't right.
Yeah.
And you, Drew Brees, who works in one of the blackest markets, if not the
you
blackest
have the blackest
market,
job ever,
yeah.
markets in your in the NFL. Okay?
Nigga works in New
I don't care. I don't care about you. I don't care about your second apology, first apology. Don't give a shit. Done.
As
get
people,
out of
we
got to
stop
retire.
Being so forgiving.
Sweet
we're too
yes.
forgiving.
We're too nice. We're too forgiving. We're too
it's
loving.
In our nature. That's just how we are. Because we were raised right. Unlike a lot of people. Unlike a whole group of people.
Yeah.
Because we appreciate it. We understand as a people how fragile life is because
yes.
we get it taken away from us so often.
Exactly. And if you want to sit here and talk about black on black crime, which we have talked about before on here, black people don't kill black people because they're black. And the reason black on black crime even happens in the first place because people.
All right, I'm not even gonna get
it. I got it.
Black on black crime.
It's not a matter of race; it's a matter of proximity, you idiot.
You.
Okay. If I put 800, bro. If I have a bag of 100 marbles, and I got and 80 of the marbles are red and 20 of the marbles are blue, and I pick marbles 10 times, and somehow. 5 of the 6 times I get blue marbles. You know what you were doing?
Mm.
You were looking for the blue marbles, fuckface. That's why.
Oh, well, you know, 13% of the population is black people, but they account for 50% of the crime.
Because they're looking for black people, the black people who do crimes.
They're looking for
asshole.
And also, when you put black people in these I don't even know how to say
no,
it.
No.
Fucking ghettos.
No,
they put them
you,
in ghettos.
When you
in
put
these,
black
in these,
people
in these places that are really... just cramped together. They got black people living on top of each other. You take away all the resources. What do you expect?
It happens in the grass.
Yes.
It's called science. These things are all manufactured.
Mm-hmm.
Ghettos is a term that goes it dates back to the Holocaust.
Yes, exactly.
That it's something they created. It's
yes,
manufactured.
It's created.
It still happens till this day. So it's just like, yeah, black on black crime is not real. It is a myth.
Mm-hmm.
It's bait. What you're doing, you're talking about
what's something that's it's based
on a regular crime.
Proximity.
Mm-hmm. You could do the same thing for white people.
Black people in this country only make up 13% of the population.
Mm-hmm.
Yet the jails. Yet we make up 70% of
the prison
jails.
System.
Yep. Yeah, the jails and prisons.
Now let's go back to the prison system. You know why there's a prison system, and you know why there's police in the first motherfucker place.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know there weren't no police until after the slaves were free?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, mm-hmm. Because all these black people were free, and they thought the economy was going to go down because they're so used to free labor Because you know the white people are about to go do their own fucking work.
Yeah, lazy.
Because they're used for black people doing their work for them. Yep. So you know what they do? Oh, this is a kicker. You know the fucking the one, the 13th Amendment that abolished slavery? Mm-hmm. It condemns, it says you can't, since slavery is illegal, unless it's the punishment for a crime. And, and you can check that. It's there.
So they made black codes immediately after slavery. So,
so they said, huh?
Black man, you we can't could just carry have a gun.
Slaves. Yep. Put them in jail. Yeah. Slave labor.
Yeah.
That's why we have that. And that's
and also, if you want to talk about how the police kill more white people,
there's more white people. There's
just more white people.
Yeah, you guys are the majority. Stupid.
And even if the police kill more white people,
you should be
upset. Too. You should be mad just like me. And that's what that's the point.
Just
to
because
me.
You don't care doesn't mean that.
That
we
gets
don't
me
care.
More mad than when people say, "What about black on black crime?" When they say, "But they kill more white people," my first reaction is, "Why don't you care?"
Yeah.
If you're bringing this fact to me, why doesn't it mean anything to you? It make that's the issue, that's the problem, and they don't get it. But you know why? Because they lack empathy.
And these people they are like sworn empathy. To protect.
Sworn to protect.
We pay their salary.
And we've
you
got on.
You too, white people.
Yeah.
You pay their salary.
Mm-hmm.
A black person. We pay these niggas.
Well, you know what it is,
bro? Kill us.
You know what it is? White people don't have culture. And their culture is police. Their culture is the army, the military.
Oh, religion, that's not y'all's either. Because all religions were made by brown people.
Sure was. Fact but their religion. Or,
oh,
I mean, sorry. Their,
oh, Christianity? No, no, no. Yeah. Not white people.
Their culture people. Their culture is police and military, which is why they're so proud to have the flag. And they're why they're so proud to go out and say, protect our boys in blue. Whatever the fuck. Whatever that
else.
Means. Protect. You have nothing else. And now, as a result of everything happening now, everybody's kind of waking up and seeing how the country was actually built. They believe that we're trying to erase their history, which is hilarious because their history is.
You're proud of that?
You're proud of that?
That's what you're proud
you're
of?
You're proud of that. Right. If you actually knew your history, you would actually go back and say, this is crazy. You don't know your own history, which is why they don't even teach us the right version of it in school. You literally don't know your history. You think Christopher Columbus discovered all this?
I think New Jersey is one of the only states that requires that all grade levels learn black history.
Yeah, it is. It's one of the very few states. And that's what made me want to study history, because of that history class.
This is what we're about, bro.
And you know what? And then, you know, we want to get even deeper. There's people who believe systemic racism isn't even a thing.
Yeah, yes.
And
yes.
We just described we went surface level with very it just now. Level. We described the stuff you can Google what it is, and it'll tell you right there.
We didn't even talk about housing.
No, we didn't talk about housing.
Housing.
We didn't talk about
the drug epidemics.
No. Nope.
The war on drugs.
But do y'all know what they did in Newark? There was a prominent black neighborhood in Newark, which is still black. It's black as hell in Newark. Obviously, they've been robbed of a lot of resources there. But at one point, it wasn't doing too bad. They went and built a bridge. A highway straight through Newark just to destroy everything that was going on.
And where's Black Wall Street at?
That was Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Blew that up.
Black Wall Street in Oklahoma. Thriving black economy with black businesses, banks.
Two airlines.
All blacks, two airlines in there. You know what they did? They sent the fucking military in there and they blew that shit
up. Blew it up. Same thing happened in Philly.
You understand? So this is what we deal with. When you
wasn't Rosewood in Florida kind of like that too?
Yeah, but that was just a white woman lying about rape.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, but did you guys hear about Central Park?
That before it was Central Park?
Yeah, I heard it was a black community.
It was a black community.
And built over top of
it. It was very few whites, but a black community, I think maybe in the late 1800s, right? Mm. And then the government used they used the law.
Eminent domain?
Yeah, to take the land away, and then they just put Central Park right over it.
You took a thriving black community to put fucking tortured zebras in there.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Horrible. Horrible.
Yep.
Bro.
Like, nobody should be surprised by any of this information. Like, you have to... It takes 5 minutes. Like, we have the internet at the tip of your fingertips.
Yeah, we're still surfacing.
Just look it up.
Very surface.
Just look it up. Forget what your parents told you. Forget where you're at right now. Forget how you feel. Forget if you can't. If you go outside and you live in a very good neighborhood and you don't see any racism,
and stop,
because that's very possible.
Stop comparing the Holocaust to this too.
Don't compare. This
don't
is not
compare
the Holocaust.
Jewish people to what
this
we
is not.
For.
This ain't that. It's not. There was a whole war over that.
Yeah, there was a war over that, and they were given and reparations. They got the reparations twice.
Yes. And they made Nazi iconography illegal.
Yeah.
So niggas couldn't even wear the Hitler mustache out there.
Yep. To this day, that still stands.
Like, you can't do that. Yeah. They will put you in jail over there.
Yep.
Okay? That's called being sorry.
Yeah.
That's called being remorseful.
Okay? What did black people get? Nothing.
We happy that somebody got charged. Not convicted. Charged.
Nothing.
That's what we have to celebrate. We have to celebrate a man who killed another man and then the man who watched. We're happy that they got charged.
That's why with Eric Garner, that boy just got out of jail.
No, the dude that filmed just got out of jail.
Yeah, the dude just filmed it, yeah. He just got out of jail. He and filmed it and got and went to jail. The cops didn't go to jail. He went to jail because he had priors.
Then they want to make it illegal for you to film.
Yeah, in Tuscan, Arizona. It's illegal for you to film a uniform cop at an investigation scene.
And you know what? How they say it, they can say the investigation could be anywhere.
And if you didn't know, Arizona's racist.
They're going to play with that.
Surprise.
It's a red state.
Yeah. You know, it's one of the states that don't recognize Martin Luther King and shit.
Yeah.
Sorry, Juneteenth will be lit. They're going to be mad when black
John McCain, it was a senator there, and he tried to get that removed as a holiday.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is exhausting.
Trump was disrespecting the fuck out of John McCain, bro.
Yeah.
Remember when they were...
He said, I don't feel bad for him. He got captured.
Yeah. He was a vet.
You want to talk about us disrespecting the military?
He said you was a vet, bro. Didn't you get captured?
You want to talk about Colin Kaepernick disrespecting the military? Are you kidding me?
Nobody disrespects the military more than Donald Trump. And I don't care what anybody says.
That's the nigga y'all elected.
That's fact.
All of his presidency, it showed you that white people don't really care about this patriotism shit as much as they say they do. Sorry.
No. You good.
They don't really care about it.
It doesn't mean much to them. It holds no weight.
They just use it over our head to deflect.
To try
from
to make themselves
issues.
Feel like they have something.
Yeah.
You have nothing.
I think they do it just to deflect from addressing the issues that
they
we
do.
Yeah.
But also they do it to feel like they have something. You have nothing. They try to make.
First of all, he's a draft dodger.
Yeah,
that's already disrespectful.
Draft, if Obama dodged the draft, they wouldn't have elected him just because of that.
Just because.
He wouldn't even been in the running.
They brought him up on charges.
The fact that one of his biggest scandals is him wearing a brown
wearing
suit.
A tan suit, bro.
A tan suit to a summit.
And it was a fly tan suit.
Nah,
that shit was hard.
It was a hard suit.
I think it was Easter. It was Easter.
He wore Easter suit.
He's working on a holiday.
Easter.
He's working on a holiday.
It was Easter, bro.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm tired of it's exhausting.
It's empathy, bro.
White
people need empathy. If you don't have any empathy, I can't teach you that.
So my
I don't think you can really learn that.
Yeah.
You just have to die off. For real.
To the fellow black brothers and sisters, man, all my black women, men, trans, queer,
especially trans.
All that's trans.
Shout out to the trans.
Especially.
I'm not educated.
They've been going through it.
But I know y'all go through a lot.
They go through it.
And it's been, y'all been put through a lot. And y'all face a lot of shit. And I feel ashamed because it took. I was one of those people that's like, yo. Not enough belittling, but it's like, whatever.
Didn't care about it as much.
But it took this to. And I'm going to recognize my own shit. Where,
same here.
It took this happening to be like, man, listen, man.
They black,
fuck
too.
Fuck all that shit that makes us different, man. Black people, man, I recognize all black people struggle, man. If you struggle a little more than me, then you struggle a little more than me. It is what it is. But what I think is we shouldn't let that separate us. We should all stand together. My motherfucking straight cis men, gay women, straight women, trans, whatever you is, fucking asexual, bisexual, sexual. You know what I mean? We all need to stand together as black people because we got a common enemy. They want to kill us. They want us all dead.
Yep.
And we need to stand together. Fuck all that other shit.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? And that's where I stand on the matter. I'm tired of talking about the shit. Yeah. So to be completely honest with you, it's exhausting.
Very. Especially when I saw George Floyd when I saw that video.
That shit was disgusting.
It was disgusting, and it immediately made me tired. Because I'm looking at it like, how many times does this have to happen on camera to the point where people believe us that this is happening? And now people are, and it's, I'm happy people are finally waking up to it, but it's like, I see white people like, man, that happened on camera. Just imagine what happened off camera. And I'm like, no fucking shit. Like, I don't even, like, I don't,
That's not even George Floyd wasn't even the first dude that he killed.
No, no, bro, and it. And it's frustrating.
And his wife left them and all, bro.
Yeah, like, it. No, you knew he was racist.
Yeah, you knew.
Now you just don't want to be tied into it.
That's exactly what
you
that is.
You just don't want no parts. He's been racist.
He just don't
want
to be a part of in the side of
America. Exactly. Yeah. He just hasn't done anything to the point where it affected your life.
Yeah.
Negatively. Mm-hmm. So, because you were definitely reaping all that white privilege, because she's not white.
No, she's Asian.
She's Asian.
She's the sister of the cop that was standing in front of this shit.
Looking stupid. Looking just as dumb as him.
He's worse.
No, he is worse.
He is worse.
I said that. I said that weeks ago.
You
know, I said
like kneel on somebody's neck right
I said he's
you.
Worse.
As also he's just as a minority, yeah. too, and you watch that.
And that's what kills me. You minorities always try to align yourselves with white supremacy.
You can't.
And you can't.
They don't like love
like
you,
those,
man.
Like those cops in Atlanta? That
you started. Yes.
Fired immediately.
Yeah, now they're
you're not. You ain't got the facilities for that, big man.
You thought you could get away with what your white
you
counterparts
can't move
get away
like
with,
that.
And you.
And the system proves it time and time again. You can't move that way.
Prime example: the dude that got arrested in Minnesota for killing a white woman, black cop. I think it was 2017.
The Somali, right? Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
He's the only in the city history. As long as the city's been established, for probably well over 100 years, he's the only one to be charged with excessive force in like terms of murder.
You can't move like that. They don't love us like that, bro.
Yeah.
And y'all want to stand behind that blue shield and act like you're a part of it too. But
first of all, Blue Lives Matter doesn't mean anything. It's not real. Because when they get off the clock, they're not blue lives.
When people say all lives matter, why aren't they triggered by the blue? Because y'all triggered by the black.
Exactly. If somebody says Blue Lives Matter, why don't you say all lives?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh. No, they say Blue Lives Matter and then say all lives.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, next time I say, what about firefighters?
Yeah.
What about EMTs?
Yeah, what about paramedics?
What
about them?
What about the construction workers?
Yeah,
what about the Coast Guard?
Yeah. Don't their lives matter? What about Army Lives Matter, right?
Yeah.
What about armed security?
Yeah, I know, right?
What about the Marines?
Come on, Craig.
Stupid ass white bro. Oh my God. And they just don't get it. Like they just
they
refuse to understand just because they feel like white is white guilt. That's what it is. They you know what? I think Farrakhan said this. White people are afraid of black people because they're afraid black people would treat them the way white people treat us.
Yeah. And that's not in our nature.
And that's literally
history hasn't shown that we do
not in our nature. We are not like that.
There's no history of black people on a massive scale killing white people.
And it is shocking.
Look at the Moors.
Happened.
Look at what the Moors did. Look what they taught y'all.
The Moors, another piece of history for you uninitiated. The Moors were a group of black people from Africa and the Middle East, mostly Muslim, that were migrating over to Europe. You know, brought a lot of things over to Europe, like modern science, mathematics, medicine. You know, teaching, honestly, not even, and I'm not being funny here, teaching the Europeans proper health care, you know, washing your ass.
Plumbing.
Yeah.
You know, not when you shit in a bucket and then throw that bucket full of shit out of your window onto the street. No. Proper plumbing. You know, washing your ass more than once bi-monthly, okay? Shit like that keeps you healthy. You wonder why there's been no black plagues in America, or there's no black plagues in Africa. You know why? Because Europeans couldn't wash their ass. Yep. That's how germs spread. And that's how you get a black plague that kills 2/3 or 1/3 or whatever it was of the population.
Yeah.
And then, so, but that has nothing to do with nothing. But, like,
no, it has a lot to do with a lot.
Yeah, it's just we contribute a lot. We're not asking for you to fucking
kneel for
us.
Please just treat us like humans.
This is what I'm asking. I don't want to see black people killed with impunity anymore.
No. You know what? And I know,
I don't want to see
and
black
I know people
jailed
who
jailed with impunity.
No, and
I
know people
want
can
to see black people detained with impunity.
No,
that too.
And I know people can sit here and say like, well, that's why are they saying this? Their lives are fine. We're speaking for the
that's
people who don't have a voice.
That's more of a reason why we should speak.
Exactly. Exactly. Because if I can see it, and they might not have the platform that we have, or they just don't understand what's actually going on because they're probably not educated because the school systems where they come from don't allow this.
I speak for my cousins in
the
hood.
We have to.
that don't have access to the shit I had.
Exactly.
I don't have access to fucking the resources and podcasts to shit to make a podcast to inform people. That's who I speak. I speak for my fucking family and my brothers and my cousins, my boys and their families that don't have those types of things like that. You understand?
Yep.
Like, and even though I live in this suburban shit, every time a cop comes behind me, I'm nervous.
Hell yeah.
Every time. Because it don't matter.
We're all going to have that conversation with our kids about driving.
Every time.
All of us.
Every time.
Every time.
I have to tell that. We all black as hell. We're going to have that conversation.
And you know what? Guess what? That conversation happened with my dad and me. And that happened with my dad and my granddad. That conversation happened with my granddad and my great-granddad. And it definitely happened with my great-granddad and my great-great-granddad. Yep. You know how long that is? Over 100 years.
Yeah, I remember that conversation with my dad. It wasn't even that long ago. He was telling me where to put my license and registration so I didn't have to get inside my glove compartment. Because he was afraid for me.
Yeah, no, my dad said as soon as you get pulled over, put the lights on, put all the windows down just so they can see inside.
Yep.
Turn the music down.
Yeah, turn the music down. Off.
Hands on the wheel.
Your hands don't leave the wheel.
And you know what's crazy about that? That's literally we're trying to put ourselves in a position not to get harassed. Or not to get killed.
That just means that we're accepting the shit.
Exactly. And that's, you know, sometimes you gotta bite the bullet. No. Like, you just gotta take an L to stay alive.
Yeah.
But also, the thing is, even in doing any of those things, that's not a death sentence. Cops aren't judges.
Yeah, you shouldn't hold law. I mean, you shouldn't determine if I have the right to live or not right here.
Exactly. Because just because you felt threatened. Because
your ego's bruised. And if you feel threatened by the color of my skin, you don't need this job.
And that's the problem. These people are killing unarmed black people, and then
Philando Castile was in Minnesota too, in that fucking city.
Killed that nigga in front of his daughter and his girl.
Yeah, for complying.
And he got let off.
Yeah, he said I felt threatened because he smelled like weed.
What does that mean?
Fuck Minnesota. Fuck Minneapolis.
Yeah, fuck the whole state.
Fuck the whole.
Fuck the Vikings.
And it brings us to this next session about. There's a lot of people talking about defunding the police.
Yeah.
And I've been hearing that a lot for the past week or so.
I was 50-50 on it. I know exactly what it meant.
Because with the wording.
Mm-hmm.
It all depends on how you take it, what you mean by the word defund.
Mm.
If defund means to you take away all the funding for police and abolish police, I don't think that's what it really means. I think defund is to take away funds.
Yeah.
I think, and if that's what that means, I'm all for it 1,000%.
Yeah.
No matter where, it should be defunded in places where you don't need police, like suburban areas, and 1,000% where you quote unquote do need police, because honestly, those places are over police.
Yeah, you don't need tanks.
Absolutely. There's a lot of places that are over.
You don't need tanks. Them niggas don't need AKs. Them niggas don't.
Yeah.
You don't need. What the fuck you need all these dogs for?
My thing is, I don't like the police, but I'll never sit here and say that the police aren't necessary or that we could go without police.
I think they're absolutely necessary.
Yeah, because there's just certain situations where everyday citizens can't.
Give me an example where the police is needed.
Let's say there's a burglary.
That's my
point. You need the police.
That's my point right there.
Do you need the police for that, or you could have somebody else?
If you're not armed,
what if you're not armed?
Somebody robbing you, or
somebody, especially in this neighborhood, everybody has an alarm system. So if somebody breaks in, it calls the police automatically. And they come.
Yeah, you're gonna need the police for that. Or if it's an older person,
For what?
Huh?
Are they still in the house, or they just took your stuff over?
You don't know.
You don't know.
But if they
let's say you're getting robbed, right? We're not doing semantics right now.
Yeah,
no, it matters. I don't need a cop if the shit is gone.
I get that. Nobody said reporting. I said if there's a burglary and I'm in the house.
Yeah,
the alarm.
That's one.
Okay.
What's another
one? Let's go. Come on. What?
Bro, there's so many situations. I can't
It's not.
There is a lot of situations where you actually need to
find help me.
He's on to something.
Help!
As far as like.
You can find something else.
Like security, you don't need them. Because you can just hire security.
Yeah, you can do like.
Like if I got mugged. I'm not calling the police because my shit's already gone.
What? Like, what? You get
an accident.
You can call the paramedics.
Yeah.
You don't need to call the police to then call the paramedics. Yeah. You understand?
Because, and even, like, if you have a certain amount of money, which we, all three of us, don't.
Traffic laws.
So, really, you don't only need police. So, really, only petty crimes?
Cameras.
You could do something else. You could have another entity.
So, really, only petty crimes are the police necessary?
I don't see.
They don't need guns.
They don't need. They definitely don't need guns.
So, here's my thing. Like, if we get rid of the police, do you see an increase in violence or crimes?
At first,
yes.
At first, because niggas think, oh, it's no cops, I can wild out. But once you realize that,
like, what stops people?
So this is the thing. When we say, I'm not saying defund the police is take away all the police. What I want is for the funding to go down severely.
Mm-hmm.
And allocated other resources, especially in the over-police areas like the inner cities. You take all the resources that you put on police, like these niggas got superchargers to run around in inner cities. What the fuck do you need a supercharger?
You don't need a charger in Philly,
to
bro,
ride just around Manhattan for? Yeah.
Can't drive fast anyway.
For what? You know what I mean? What do you need a supercharger to ride around this suburban ass neighborhood for?
You don't need that.
You don't need tanks.
They're definitely overfunded.
You don't need, like,
1,000%
SWAT armor. What are you for what?
Yeah, riot gear. It's not necessary.
Riot gear.
How do you feel about the situation in Buffalo?
Oh, with the cop getting on there and saying, like, oh, not all cops, basically.
Yeah, we've been disrespected and made up to be thugs.
Yeah, it's upstate New York, bro.
Allegedly.
He's a racist. No, I'm saying it. He could suck my dick, too. He's a racist. Because if you listen to all that and you watched all that, all you think about is the cops.
Yeah, if you watch everything going on right now and you say the cops feel disrespected, that's a slap in the face to black people.
Why didn't he have this energy when Eric Garner got choked out?
Oh, you know why? Because you know what I just said? He's a fucking racist.
Yeah.
And he doesn't care.
Yeah.
Nowhere to be found.
I don't feel bad for police.
No.
But as soon as people start saying no, police and I take away the power,
yo, guess what, nigga? You signed up for this job. It's a hard job, bitch.
You know what it is?
Okay.
They're getting mad that they can't. There's nothing else for them to do.
And they're saying that the media is portraying them to be thugs. No, we're just filming y'all.
We're filming it. We're not portraying you. We're catching what you do.
Yeah.
You're not used to getting caught.
That's like me peeing in people's yards, and then I always get caught doing it. And then I'm like, well, why don't you guys film me going to work? Like, no, because you're out here peeing in people's yards. Yeah. Like, you're doing weird shit. Like
yo, you're so used to not getting caught that you think what you do is right.
Yeah, exactly.
No, no.
It don't make no sense. Like, it's just stupid.
That is what you get.
It's stupid. Use your common sense.
You're so used to doing the wrong thing and not getting caught doing or not being called out on that you think it is right.
Niggas
finally call you, like, yo, what the jig is up,
dude? You know what it's like when you got a nigga and he's cheating on his girlfriend repeatedly? And then she looks through his phone, and then she's like, "What is this? Why are you looking through my phone?
Yo, you don't trust me. You got Keisha's coochie on your breath, and you about to kiss Tanya, the girl you about to marry.
Come on, dog.
Well, you don't trust me.
You don't trust me.
No, bitch, you're cheating on me because McDonald's just said they can't wait to suck your dick six ways to Sunday.
Exactly.
That's not on the menu. A dick suck. I don't think.
Last time I went,
I'd ordered it.
I'd be there a lot more.
And all I got was a McFlurry. God, it's damn it.
It's crazy, man. Like, it just goes back to the show, or just goes back where we say, like, people just choose to not understand. And
they
don't care. And if you see this many people understanding and I guess you should say going with it, or at least trying to understand, you're literally going out of your way to not get it.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
if you go out of the way, you're not getting it. But
let me know. How you feel? Like, George Floyd, he was murdered by the police on camera, and we took a stand and said, "Yo, we're not gonna sit here and watch this shit any longer. We're gonna protest.
We're tired. We're gonna
do what we have to do to get justice. And if there has to be an example made out of these people, so we can make a strive going forward, then that's what has to happen. And you know what white people are doing? The George Floyd challenge.
Ugh.
Like this is exactly what we be talking about.
A man who lost his life.
Yes.
That man was a father.
Yes.
His daughter's never going to be able to talk to him again.
I seen a dude kneeling on, like, I guess it was his wife's neck. He was like, oh, I got two knees on her neck and she didn't die.
How far is Franklin?
What are you talking about? Franklinville is 45 minutes. I looked it up. Because I'll stand outside that nigga's house and watch him all day.
Yo.
I looked up his address.
I had two knees on the neck and she didn't die. Yeah, nigga, because you didn't do it for 8 minutes and 46 seconds.
These people are crazy.
Fucking tall.
These people are crazy. Or after Eric Garner, or after Garner died, after he was killed, the cops wearing the shirts that say "I can breathe."
Yeah, like come on, man.
Come on, bro.
Y'all are exuding energy. Like, they literally.
That's why we say Black Lives Matter, because y'all don't think that shit matters.
And I'm off. I'm like, ruin their lives.
Yeah.
Make their lives unbearable.
They shouldn't have anything
forever.
They should struggle for the rest of their lives.
I don't have I have zero sympathy.
None. At least they're alive.
None.
At least they're alive, right?
Any. I don't have any.
Fuck me.
I don't have any.
Fuck me.
I don't care if your life is never normal to the day your racist ass dies.
If I was white now,
and I want niggas heckling your racist ass at your funeral too.
If I was white, I would be scared now. I'm like, now these niggas are really gonna start wilding out.
So, none. Don't care. Don't care about your granddaddy.
Nope.
What he did. Don't care about your grandmammy.
Don't care.
Did.
Don't care who in your family's a cop.
Who your family's a cop. Who your family's military service. I don't give a shit. I don't care how many times your dad went up, got up 4 in the morning to do push-ups and basic training. You and him could suck my dick.
I don't care. We know cops. And we know. We personally know
cops. We graduated with cops.
We know cops who are on the good side.
And I'm paying attention to who's silent and who's talking.
And we know cops who are on the good side. And I'm still sitting here saying, it's whatever. Because I'm not with that shit right now.
Is that all we have to say on that?
Yeah, I'm tired.
So, guys.
Yeah, I feel like that was really the whole episode. I really didn't. I mean, we could talk about more, but I feel like talking about anything else would be like.
Yeah, I wanted to do some would you rathers, but I don't
know. Nah, I'm not too heavy right now.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you do want to talk about some good news, I'm going back to school.
Yeah, yo, proud of you, man.
Yeah, so I got accepted today.
So you got one semester left, right?
Literally one semester. So I mean, I applied for summer too. So that's like next month.
You try to all bang it out in one.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to bang it out in one because they changed not necessarily the curriculum, but the amount of credits that you need to be a graduate. So
you have to do it online, or you got to go up there.
Well, it's looking like all school is gonna be online anyway because of COVID.
Right, right.
So it'll probably be online, and that'll be a lot easier for me because I can continue to work full time. But I just don't know how many classes I'll need. I know it's one semester, just not how many credits. Yeah. So, but either way.
So if it's one semester, it can't be more than like
exactly
18.
It's not more than 18. So I'll be done by December at the very least.
Hey, man, bachelor's boy.
Yeah,
man.
Hopefully. I mean, just to avoid paying back the government, I mean, all these schools and shit, I might go try and get my master's. So
we'll see. Man.
Why not, right?
Hell yeah.
I thought about it.
A lot of people are doing it. It's worth it.
Man, who knows? I think I'll have to do math again.
Yeah.
Hey, math is a bitch.
Yeah.
You've been struggling since math is elementary. I remember.
You can get your master's in something else.
You know,
you get your master's in something else, though. Don't have to be
I can, I should, and I will actually.
Yeah, you should.
And it's so funny because I remember, like, I don't know why I was in these galaxy classes, these advanced classes, and I struggle with math all the time. I never remember. There's never a been a point in my scholastic career where I was like, yeah, math, I fucking got this.
Do you remember high school, me and you used to talk about freak out?
Yes.
And you would say that you were scared you were going to get a whooping if you failed?
Yes.
Failed? He didn't fail. But I remember me and him vividly talking about, like, yo, I don't
it's one class I got like a 40 in. I don't remember what it was, but yeah, I dead ass got a 40. And I had to eat that. Because you know where all this stems from? I had one childhood trauma. It's when I was trying to do long division, and for some reason I asked my dad for help.
Oh, I was about to tell a story
about
that.
You know when you
That's the worst thing
yo,
you do.
The worst thing my you guess. Do is ask, as a black kid, is ask your parents for math help.
Mm.
Math help. Not reading comprehension, not history.
Math
help. Boy, this nigga, a.k.a. my father, was terrorizing me in the kitchen for 2 hours straight.
His voice starts rising.
Rising, and it gets louder. Come on now. It's seven. Divided into 45. How many times does seven go into 45? Use your fingers.
Yeah. Your hands shaking it with the pencil.
It's like, 12. Guys, fuck, are you even trying?
Yeah.
When they say you're not even trying, you better wrap it up. You're out. It's like that song. Run.
No, exactly. You better get it together.
When they repeat that question back at you, how many times does seven go into 45? Yo, just
get it together.
You're not even trying. I swear to you. You try. You think. You acting like you stupid, but you not.
Oh my god! gosh.
I'm like,
why would I purposely act like this?
Why would I? This, I'm scared.
If I knew, I would get it.
I am afraid right now. I'm. And like,
I'm the type of person.
Your hands are big and they hurt.
When situations like that happen, I kind of shut down as a person. So the learning stopped. Like, exactly. I stopped learning.
Yeah, because now we're
into I'm in survival mode now.
Yeah, I'm in fight or flight.
Yeah, exactly.
My brain.
And I'm about 3 seconds from peeing myself.
My survival instincts have kicked in.
Yeah, and it's just like the same situation happened in fourth grade with my dad. And I remember it because fourth grade was like such a hard time for me because of situations like that. And he always felt like he should be the one to teach the shit.
Y'all remember what your hardest grade was?
Hardest, like, what do you mean?
My hardest grade?
Oh, yeah, fourth grade
for you?
Yeah. That was the only year I wasn't really like an honor roll student.
It was definitely, it was probably sixth grade for me.
I love sixth grade.
Sixth grade.
What was your easiest year?
Yeah, I think mine was fifth.
My easiest year?
Senior.
Probably my senior year.
Mine was fifth.
I wasn't doing shit. Senior
year.
Coasting
senior year was last year.
Whatever year I had, whatever year it was that I had a, yeah.
What, misspelled?
No, because that year I was, yes. That was the year I wasn't doing fuck.
Why is this dog?
I wasn't doing dick all year.
Yeah. Well, as y'all can hear, we're outside again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess we can
wrap
that's
why
up.
I kill dogs.
Yeah. Dog lives don't matter.
You know what I mean?
I ain't say all that now.
But yeah. So you said yours is, what was your hardest
Well,
grade?
So look, no.
Mine was probably like six.
What happened fourth grade was the year I moved from Queens to New Jersey.
Oh, you went from that dum-dum.
That's what it
you
was.
You went from that dum-dum system.
Yeah, so I went from an inner-city school system to Burlington Township. And it was just like, on the first day, no, like the first week, the pace was a lot faster. And then, yeah, I just...
You just about to be in them tennis ball classes.
Uh-huh, with the tennis balls and the chairs. no sounds. The chairs are silent.
No squeaks.
My chair don't squeak.
Everybody gets out of school at 2:30. You get out at 2.
Mm. Yeah. Oh yeah.
You ate lunch in
I'm
the same
I'm
already
on
room.
The bus.
You had lunch math and English and gym in the same class.
Yeah. Like, yeah, why I never see you in the hallway?
He just made you run around the classroom.
He said, "Nigga, you was here today." Yeah.
I had a whole class.
How did I not see you?
I was about to be one of those. No, it's not because I'm stupid. Because I'm bad. I'm bad.
I was just bad.
I was just bad.
I'm not dumb. I was just bad. I just ain't like to listen.
I was just bad.
You know what I'm saying?
No, stop. I was just bad.
I just didn't like to listen.
Yeah, I don't like school.
I don't like school.
Because niggas wasn't on what they thought I was on. And yeah, nah, nigga, you just
you was a fucking.
I was just bored because it was too easy.
Nah,
you was a ding-a-ling-a-lingish, nigga.
You was a fucking ninkum.
You was a moron.
Yeah, you was a ninkum.
You thought 4 + 4 was 44.
Exactly,
dummy.
Same niggas who still got the same Facebook name from fucking 10 years ago.
Mugger.
You still got mugger, dumbass. You almost 30.
If your Facebook name ain't your real name.
Those were the type of niggas that graduate senior year early just to go work in a warehouse afterwards. Like, nigga, you ain't doing shit. You in a rush to graduate for? Enjoy this, dumbass.
That's what the co-op program was for.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Get you dummies in the
literally,
program.
Yep. Literally, like...
Man, we only gonna keep you half the day. Let me see you hold a hammer.
Yeah,
put cheese in the sandwich, man. Get the fuck out of here.
Lock in, bro. Get in that line, bro.
Check them on Wednesday. Yo.
Those niggas, man. I need to graduate early.
There's still people out there with their fucking middle name is like a sentence in their Facebook name.
Yep.
Like
such
like,
and such, get to the money, Johnson.
Yeah. All about me, Jones.
Minimum wage Jones.
Oh my god.
Minimum wage Johnson.
Minimum wage Johnson.
Minimum wage Murphy.
8:45 an hour. Anna. Anna.
That's okay. I'm gonna just work overtime.
Oh my god, once I get this overtime, I'm getting money.
It's hot, and that just made me think of this shit's really about to open back up.
Bro, we're about to
die. Executive
order.
If you're not in Jersey, they just signed the executive order. Jersey opening back up on the 22nd. Yeah. I mean, really, it's hard to say what's going to happen with COVID because they're really going to do a lot of the numbers based off of protesting, and then we'll see what the numbers are going to look like after we open. So technically, we don't open for another 2 weeks.
and that's like the time frame they say for COVID to like run its course.
Non-retail opens up on Monday, and then
So it's gonna be interesting. I think people are probably gonna be fine during the summer. Obviously, some people are gonna get it here and there. But once the fall comes back around, I feel like that's when we're gonna be bad again.
That's when I'm gonna be really.
No, this is gonna be a bad winter. Yeah. People are gonna die.
I'm gonna tell you one thing. I'm not making no moves at least July. At least. I mean, I might hit the beach with y'all a couple times.
No, the beach is cool because, I mean,
you can social distance.
People already social distance at the beach anyway.
Yeah, they force it. And they're only allowing a certain amount of people on the beach anyway.
That's my main thing. I am glad for this to be open because I want to get in some water, guys. I need to get in some water.
Yeah, open up. You got a pool, open up your pool.
Yeah, open up your pools.
Come through, pull up.
Keenan and Patrick, open up your pools. I need to swim.
I'm going to start taking bookings soon, so if you need to DJ, let me know.
Okay.
I do have my first gig on the 20th.
Yeah. What's that?
A backyard joint.
Tell them about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a regular house, like a regular, like a family thing, I guess.
Oh, okay. Well, you're not invited.
No. It's not. If it was a real thing, I'd definitely let people know. But
yeah, you're not invited.
They're probably coming soon. I mean, I have had people reaching out to me, letting me know that they got functions coming up. So quarantine definitely helped me out because people started to reach out to me. Like, I have a virtual party tomorrow. I got another one on the 18th. And another one on the 19th. Yeah. Well, no. Tomorrow's just on Instagram.
Oh, bet.
That's it. But, yeah, I mean, it's like people been reaching out. So
why didn't they do it on Instagram? They should probably want to do
it. It's only 30 minutes long.
The price is going up, though.
Yeah, the price is definitely going up because I got new equipment. I got new speakers and a new mixer. About to get a new MacBook, too. So it's all happening.
Hey, what are you going to do with the old one?
The old one? Yeah. Well, I mean, no, I have my old one still. So I'm going to have three. But because the first one I have is fucked up.
Are you giving away any MacBooks?
No, I ain't. All right.
No. All right, guys. I ain't gonna lie. Sorry. I got two word you asses before we go. All right.
Get them out though. Just get them out of the way.
It's a good one. All right. So, one. Would you rather poop 30 times a day?
That's a lot.
No, let's say poop 10 times a day, right?
That's a whole lot.
Every day. You have to poop 10 times a day. Or you poop once a week, but that poop lasts 3.5 hours.
Give me the first one. Give me the 10.
I poop once a week for 3.5 hours. I kind of do that anyway now.
That's my regular poop
situation. I'll be on the toilet for mad long.
I can only go on the poop unless...
Well, I never sat... I think the longest I sat on the toilet.
My phone has to be at 100% or else I'm going to...
What's the longest y'all sat? I think I've done
the last 2 times I called you were pooping.
I think I've done an hour.
FaceTime.
I've done an hour on the toilet.
The most I've done was like 30 minutes.
30? I've done an hour.
Definitely done at least an hour and a half.
Because you know what I hate? When you think you're done, do you get up and you're like,
that's the worst. I've had since when I'm done, I'm like, all right, I'm good.
Poop fake.
And as soon as... the poop pump fake?
Poop pump fake.
Y'all be FaceTiming while y'all be pooping?
Nah.
Nah, I like my privacy.
Me too.
Nah. Every
you FaceTime time. Us on the
My girl's tired of me. She like, yo. She can tell when I'm about to poop. She's like, do you have to poop? She's like, alright, I'll call you later. Yeah, I can't do it.
I can do it. Yeah, I can do about an hour.
Yeah.
Once a week?
Yeah,
if I had to choose, 10 times a day is a lot.
Because you can't do shit.
But they could be quick rabbit poops.
That's
you can't even drive anywhere.
Nah. Would you?
That's inconvenient.
But the setup, alright, that's one.
Yeah, once 3 hours.
So three, we're all going with the
hopefully
3 hours.
Hopefully it's on my day
we're
off.
Yeah, hopefully it's Sunday. Yeah.
The 3 hour poops? Alright. There's another one. Yeah, would you rather you live in your dream house, right?
Okay.
But there's a rat in the house. You never know where the rat is. You can't kill the rat. You can't pin the rat somewhere. The rat's just there. Mm-hmm. But you had to live with the rat. Or you live in the backyard.
Give me the rat.
But you live everything in back, like you had to you had to shower the hose.
No, live in the house.
Can I kill the rat or no?
You cannot kill the rat. The rat is there.
Give me the rat.
You have a pet rat, like you're right.
You just can't see. You never find it, but you see the poop.
It can pop up on you, like it can.
Oh shit!
There's a chance, like you're sleeping, it can crawl over your face.
Oh wow! Or live in the backyard.
Like you make a nice little shed or something like this, where you like a shed, but you have to shower like with the hose.
Nah, I'm living in the house.
You live in the house?
Yeah. You're living in the house too. I already know.
Yeah, I'm absolutely living in the house.
Yeah, I knew you.
What I would do is I'd put peanut butter some places where it's like, all right, I'd be back.
Yeah, I'm gonna turn it into a pet for
real. Yeah. This is Roscoe's around. Yeah. He just be playing.
Roscoe
the rat. He just be chilling.
Give him a leash and walk him.
Yeah. Just have a leash. I don't have a leash. All right, it's not a leash for it, but I just hang a leash.
Yeah.
Act like his head's like, yeah, you know.
I walk him
around. He should be asleep.
Give me inside the house.
Inside the house? Mm-hmm. All right, this is the last one. Then I'm done.
Nigga, it's hot out here.
I know. Last one, I'm done.
I'm fucking sitting in the sun.
All right, would you rather... right now, you have,
a massive 9-inch peener, right? Yeah. And it's like you get hard all the time. You're a sexual god, but your son has to have a micro penis.
Nah, I wouldn't do that to him.
Or you have the micro penis.
Whoa, I don't love that much.
Son has the massive dinger.
Sucks for him.
Yeah, sucks for him. Yeah, sorry, buddy.
Sorry, the genetics.
I still gotta please your mother.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nigga, I'm still married.
Y'all sons like that?
I'm still married.
What would you do? You taking an L?
You wanna break up a happy home, nigga?
I would do the same thing, but y'all answered so fast. It was no debate.
No.
I don't love a nigga that much.
Hey, what? It ain't my dick.
Yeah. That's good. All right. Hopefully he's smart.
He has to talk with you like, Daddy.
Hopefully he's smart.
Is your peenie small? And then just, nope.
No.
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. You get that from your mama.
That's your grandma's side. No, no. You might not even be mine, really.
Why would you want to do that?
That's crazy.
Give me the, yeah, what? I'm not.
They are awfully flirty. He did hold the door for her that one time.
Oh man! All right, yeah. I tried to lighten it up a little. Forget it. All right, yeah. I'm done. Yeah, I know. It was a short one. It was only an hour. Goddamn. But yeah.
It's hot.
It's hot.
It's hot as hell.
Yeah, and I'm in a long sleeve.
Sweating buckets. And yeah. I'm about to be outside. I'm about to go protest.
Yeah, y'all had that.
What a mercy.
Come on. I'll tweet y'all. Yeah, it's hot as fuck. You crazy motherfucker.
Oh my god. Nigga said I'll protest in the car.
I will protest.
Nigga said I'll share the link.
From Club Queen. Yeah, I'll share the link. Share the link. Stop it.
Enough.
All right, y'all. Yeah, we'll see y'all next time. Same time, same place. Yeah. You know. Oh, also. Thank you to everybody who got a shirt.
Yeah, we appreciate
y'all.
Support
has
been crazy
for buying a shirt.
You know what? Like the Black Lives Matter movement, it don't stop here. You can still go on there and keep buying stuff. All right.
So, yeah, and you can even buy the stuff that we don't have to donate to.
Look,
just a thought.
Just like the movement, it doesn't stop.
All of my pilot friends, you need a bag tag.
Yeah, get your bag tag. Come on, you sell aprons.
Ladies, you need thongs or t-shirts.
Yeah,
t-shirts, hoodies. Come on, people.
Come on.
But nah, for real, we definitely appreciate everybody. I didn't expect it to blast off like that.
Y'all went crazy, man.
For real. So, we appreciate y'all. And all the proceeds went directly to
ACLU.
Originally, we wanted to do it towards the Minnesota Bail Fund or Freedom Fund, but they stopped taking donations because I'm pretty sure they had millions.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we went to the ACLU. We still went towards a good cause. And, yeah. We're probably gonna do something like that again because why not, right?
Yeah, we
why not use our platform to donate? I mean, I donate when I can.
Yeah,
but obviously, I would love to keep donating because it feels good. Like once you do it, like I would keep doing it.
That was very encouraging to see that our platform could like.
I sent out a lot of personal text messages I really appreciate
every one of y'all that did that for real from the bottom of our hearts, man. We thank y'all.
Shout out Dow.
So
Dow came up with the shirt.
Yeah, shout out to the Dow.
So he literally sent it to us in a group chat. He's like, "Yo, what y'all think?" I was like, "Bro, this is it."
So thank you guys. You know where to find us on all social media platforms. You know, listen and all that. Just tell a friend to tell a friend. You know what I mean? We love y'all. Stay safe.
Absolutely.
Healthy, safe, and all that shit.
Yeah. Wear your mask.
Wash
your hands.
Just because it's open and people are opening shit up doesn't mean you can't wear your mask. Wear your mask, people. Be safe because Corona is still not over. Don't let them tell you anything else. It's not a game. We love y'all. Stay safe. We'll see y'all next time whenever we feel like it.